Like my own Oompa Loompa song.
Hello, local section. This is Bart.
Hey, everybody. This is Miles.
Hey, Miles. How's it going?
Pretty well. And yourself?
I'm good. You have a good Thanksgiving there at the Tidal household?
It was pretty good. Pretty good. And about yourself?
We got invited. We had two separate ones. We didn't actually have one at our house, but I went to my folks, and then we went to my wife's mother's, and we had two... two shindigs there, a couple days apart.
The old shindigs.
Yeah, I guess it's the Thanksgiving, you're right.
And you had tofurkey at both places?
No, I didn't have any tofurkey.
No tofurkey?
No tofurkey, sorry.
Mm.
We had ham.
Ham?
Ham. And we had turkey and ham. We had turk-ham-and-y, something like that. I don't know what it was.
What?
You had a choice of turkey and or ham, so.
You like it in the can?
The ham in the can?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I heard about you. I didn't know.
No, this was, wasn't the ham in a can.
Yeah, like some Karolka's ham.
My mom, she made one of those, it was a spiral cut ham, but it wasn't like the really good one, you know, the honey baked ham, which is really good. We didn't have that. We had a knockoff of the honey baked ham, which is pretty much the story of my life.
Your dad ran over something last week. We weren't sure what it was. We just skinned it, and here it is.
Here it is. No. It was actually purchased at a store, but
you know
how kids had Pop-Tarts, right, growing up?
Right.
And then I had, you know, toaster pastries, you know.
Right.
So it's just like that. So we had, like, you know, you have Coke.
Right.
And I had cola.
Yes.
Growing up, so.
Oh, I see.
It's all, you know, so it's just like that. So you can have honey-baked ham, right?
Right, right.
Or you can have this, you know, baked, glazed ham stuff. So. That's kind of where we were at, you know. It's the all honey right. baked ham, the kind of honey baked ham. So,
okay. My dumpster.
I just have a feeling, you know, I was eating it, thinking this glazing was probably put on by a gentleman such as yourself, and was probably suspect.
I hope you like glazed.
Yeah. It was like you and Dennis Hopper glazing ham somewhere. Hey, Miles, what'd you do this weekend?
JT Walsh.
Yeah, really. You got a lot of arm hair there, Miles.
Yeah, I like it.
You remind me of somebody. So anyway, now my mother-in-law was a Kretschmar ham. I overheard because so that's like a name brand thing, you know what I mean? So
I never heard of it, but that's all right.
Oh, really? Evidently, it's a name brand. So I've heard of it.
Yeah.
So the other one though, I don't know where it was.
Yeah. But you had a good time.
Oh, it was good. Everything was fine. I'm just complaining. It's my usual. It's my usual complaining for, you know.
Yeah.
You know, some people have Heinz ketchup growing up. I have catsup, which
I don't even know
what the hell that is. But,
yeah, what's that about?
You know, and it usually has something like choice or, you know, something like that in the name. Catsup, whatever the hell that is.
Yeah.
It's not,
you know, never,
not ketchup, you know what I mean?
I never understood this, but growing up, my mom liked to go to like a bakery outlet.
Yeah.
And we'd always end up with like kosher wheat or something. And
oh, really?
I'm like, we're not even Jewish. So that was the weird part. We don't end up with all this kosher, you know, like
those good stuff. That's the good stuff.
double Jewish rye bread or something. I'm like,
blessed
what?
By a rabbi. That's good stuff.
No, it's good. I'm not complaining. I thought, oh, that's weird. You know, that's weird.
Somebody actually took the time to look at it rather than just the metal detector that scans it on the way out the door.
So was it on sale or what? I don't know. We always ended up with that.
That's going to be one of those deathbed conversations that your mother's going to have about, you know, and I'm leaving some money to the Jewish community for giving me so much bread.
Or it's like bread with nuts in it, too. We'd eat that.
Bread with nuts in it.
I don't know what that was about. Like, you're eating bread, and all of a sudden you're like, what the hell?
Sounds like a Henri Miles title as a child sitting on the bread.
Yeah.
Bread with nuts in it. Look, Miles, bread with nuts in it. Miles, get off the bread. Quit sitting on the bread. So you went to, sorry to deflect there, but so you went to KiaCon. Am I saying that correctly?
Yes, I did.
Is that how you say that, KiaCon?
Yes, it was held in this weekend at a town called Keokuk, Iowa.
Keokuk. I always think people walk around, hey, this is Keokuk.
And that would be kind of sort of where kind of Iowa, Illinois, and Missouri meet.
It's a convergence.
It's a convergence, if you will. So they had
of corn, strip clubs, and toothless people. Am I right?
You know what? I didn't really see any strip clubs, I'm going to be honest with you.
Well, that's on the Illinois side, because you know.
Oh, yeah.
Illinois is all about the strip clubs.
I wouldn't know that.
That was a Governor Rod initiative, I believe.
Oh, I see.
No, I'm just joking. But we do have a lot of strip clubs, at least, especially on the borders. I don't know what the deal is.
What is with that, anyway?
Well, because, like, Iowa and Missouri are just a little bit more prudish, and Illinois is like, hey, come over here and look at the titties.
Two things I got on the border states is lotto and lotto and strip clubs, yeah.
And so they have a thing about, I think it's actually from Missouri into Illinois instead of vice versa, about taking cigarettes over into Illinois. They'll impound your car or something if you're transporting cigarettes.
Yeah, there's a sign, when you get in Illinois. Yeah, I've seen that, like, don't dare bring cigarettes into our state or we'll kill you.
How about
you,
this one I'm puffing on, son of a bitch?
Take it out of my cold, dead hands.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
So I went to a sci-fi convention.
Yeah, sci-fi convention. KiaCon.
KiaCon.
I actually love the name of Keokuk, Iowa. I like that name.
Named after Chief Keokuk.
Yeah, it's a very Native American name, isn't it?
Who is actually buried in Keokuk.
At least he probably was before the flooding. Probably.
No, he's still there.
He's
ain't going nowhere.
Lake Pontchartrain at this point. But
no, he ain't going nowhere, believe me. They got him bolted down.
He's sequestered.
Nowhere. Yeah, he ain't going nowhere, believe me. So
we got 15 prostitutes watching over him at any given time.
That'd be the Illinois side. I'm talking about the Iowa
side.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, there's no problem. It wasn't that kind of convention, so get that out of your head.
Hey, baby. Chief Keokuk here. You keep your eye on him, all right?
Yeah.
Can I still make money? I don't care.
But, yeah. Oh, good time. Yeah, good time. Went there. Yeah, went there.
So what was it like? Tell me. I looked at your pictures. If you go to the Facebook page, you click on a little link there at the bottom. Go to the Facebook page, and you can see a bunch of pictures that Miles took at KiaCon. It was at the Holiday Inn.
Yes, and there's going to actually be another one coming up, by the way. I'm going to plug this, but because I had such a good time.
Oh, did you? Okay. Well,
March 19th and 20th of next year, it'll be going on again.
Oh, that's an awful quick turn.
Well, that's the way it goes, man.
Actually, I do have that. I have that in my. I brought up the pictures here. Let me see if I can find that.
Yeah.
Shit.
So they had some.
March 19th, 2010. Go to keokon.com. KEOKON.com.
Right.
There you go.
Please go.
Please go.
Was
it that good a time or what?
No, I want to. I want to thank my host, Per Malm.
Who?
Per Malm.
How do you spell that?
His first name is P-E-R.
Seriously?
Yeah, no, that is the gentleman's name. Very accommodating man. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I love your press pass picture. That's a good one.
Thank you. Thank you. I like that too.
I'm like, who would have thought of that? I don't know.
Yeah, it was cool. No, it was very, very nice. There was like some seminars going on.
Yeah.
There were some dealers there, if you will, not the dealers that you're used to.
I was gonna say I'm on their website, KiaCon.com, and they have dealers, and I'm like, oh, what the hell, you know?
Yeah, no, not like dealers like you knew growing up.
Yeah,
you know, growing up.
All right.
And growing up, but. no, I just they had a little bit of everything. They had a palm reader there. That person was not there when I was there. They had a ghost hunter.
I saw that, a ghost hunter. Her name was
Barbara. I'm gonna get this wrong. Heiser.
Heiser. Huyser. I'm gonna do a lot of spelling.
She gave a really good talk. Really, very interesting. She's from Monmouth, Illinois.
Monmouth. Yeah, another good name. Monmouth.
Home of White Earp. White Earp was born in Monmouth.
Really? He was born in Monmouth?
I believe he was. Yes, he was. Google it.
He was born outside a strip club in Illinois. Hmm.
No, and Monmouth does not have a strip club. It has a college. It doesn't have a strip club.
Isn't near Monmouth was where that dead elephant was or whatever that you want
to say? That's more of a quokka, I think. That's
Whatever. Anyway.
Elephant graveyard is so. But no, she's a professional ghost hunter. Yeah.
Wow, yeah. Well, we saw her website was smalltownghosts.com.
Yes, right. And there were some gentlemen, I meant to write down their names and I did not. I apologize. But they were doing the dark side of fandom.
Okay, what's the dark side of fandom? I don't know.
I unfortunately did not catch their seminar. Well, because I was trying to shoot. I had very limited time to shoot this, unfortunately. So
yeah. You're always like on your way to the store, you'll say, hey, can I get into KiaCon for free? I'm going to go pick up some eggs and some butter.
I got ice cream in the car, so I've got to kind of.
I got the cold sack, you know, the big, thick paper bag that they put your ice cream in sometimes. You ever see that, the cold sack?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't think it's going to keep, really. I mean, it's like 65 here in November. It's just crazy. So
I get that when I jump in the pool sometimes.
What's that, 65 or cold
sack?
Oh,
a cold sack.
Nice.
But there was other presenters there, and I did not them also. I do apologize, but there was a lot more present. They were very interesting, but one that caught my interest was Christine Youngstrom.
Who was that now?
Who was the art director for the new Trek film.
Oh, really?
And she has worked on various projects.
You mean the one that you stole my ticket to the Omnimax for?
I didn't quite tell her the whole story. I did tell her I saw the Omnimax, but I did not tell her it was from your stolen ticket, but yes.
Oh, okay. Son of a bitch.
Very interesting behind the scenes.
Now that I've seen the movie, I'm actually more pissed at you than I was before when you stole it. It was a pretty decent movie, so.
I've watched that movie 5 times.
I would have liked to have seen.
You missed it.
Oh wait, the Dark Side of Phantom. You got a picture of the guys.
Yeah.
One of them looks very much like you, oddly enough.
Yeah.
With the hat on, except he looks thinner. Even.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty.
And the other one kind of looks like a more haired, thinner version of me.
Yeah, it could be. It could be me and you sitting there. Actually, that's the time warp, like you from a young age.
Basically. Yeah, from younger. Right. Yeah, with a lot more.
Atari 2600 days.
But, that's right.
One of the young man I think you're looking at is probably the host's son.
It's oh, okay. Son. Yeah, it was much.
I don't know the young man's name. Very nice crew. But, you know, the Trek film was not filmed in Iowa at all.
Well, yeah, I know, because it was like they filmed it out west somewhere because they had a canyon and all kinds of crazy shit going on. But that's all right.
Yeah, that was actually, I didn't, and some of it was actually filmed in a brewery. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was. I was going to say when I was watching it, I think I made mention last week about they were in a brewery there at that one point because of the big vats.
Right, where Scotty gets accidentally beamed into the waterworks there, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So there were some real neat things there. Yeah, we, interesting.
Oh,
yeah.
Here's a picture of Per Malm.
Yeah.
I got it now. I'm sorry, I'm trying to get, catch up with you here. The KiaCon organizer.
Yes.
Right. Trying to think of who he looks like now. He looks like a cross between Norm from This Old House and a programmer.
A programmer.
You know, a guy who's a programmer, like C++.
Oh, no, I think, well, I think he is associated with the computer industry. Actually.
Yeah, that's what he looks like.
No, very, very accommodating family.
Oh, nice.
Enjoyed myself with the dealers.
So what'd you pick up? What kind of deals did you get?
You know what I'm going to get out over the internet, because I didn't have time to do this, and I don't want to pick out anyone in particular, but I'm going to. But the gentleman, and I think his name's Sean, and I'm going to get this wrong, but from KingZombie.com.
King Zombie, yeah.
But he has a Jell-O mold that makes a mold of a brain.
Zombie brain, yeah, I see that.
Yeah, and I'm going to get this. I've decided I'm getting this.
A zombie mold for the brain to make a Jell-O zombie, gotcha.
And
that's cool.
But there was a lot of vendors there. Yeah, there was a lot of.
Who's holding things up for you in these pictures? That's certainly not your hands.
My Miles Jr., my son.
Oh, I was gonna say.
Me and,
you practically got like curled up bear paws from all your masturbation. I, like. Little pieces.
you're not seeing the young tender fingers, are you?
I'm like, whose hands are those? I'm like. Because you got, like, these gnarled up claws that are all hairy and stuff.
But, yeah, they had some good deals there. They had some sci-fi books on sale. They had a lot of games, role-playing games, if you will, some D&D kind of stuff. I've never played D&D.
Oh, you even have a picture of Barb Heiser here from the Ghost Place thing.
Yes, yes, yep. Yeah. And, yeah, I have her card there, too. So, Barb...
Nice.
I'd like to talk to her more on a separate thing or something.
We should get an organized interview there. She doesn't live too far away there, does she? Monmouth is not too far from you there.
Monmouth. You sound like my sister now. She calls it Mammoth.
Mammoth, yeah. It's Monmouth.
Hey, you going over to Mammoth?
No.
It's not Mammoth.
If you are, go find me a dealer. I need me some weed.
Yeah, sure.
I ain't been high in like 2 hours.
Oh,
shit.
That's nice. That's even suggesting my family does drugs.
I'm sitting here in my galoshes, and I'm not even high.
But,
you know, Mom's coming over Thanksgiving. Sorry.
Are
go
you
ahead.
Okay?
Go right, yeah, I'm fine. I'm cracking myself up, all right?
You are cracking yourself up. Yeah, they had some interesting, I don't know the name of it, but it's like this sci-fi... Now, I've seen this somewhere before, but it's like a... I think it was a series, but it's like done with puppets, but it's like a sci-fi thing.
Oh, Thunderbirds.
Is it Thunderbirds?
Thunderbirds,
but I tried
to...
It didn't turn out very well. I don't know if my video is going to turn out very well.
Thunderbirds.
I'm going to have you look at it, see if you can maybe give me something out of it. But,
oh, sure. Send it over.
But, yeah, it was a good time. Yeah, interesting.
So
interesting.
What was the what was the best thing?
The best thing... there's about three or four things that really stuck out in my mind, I guess. But the ghost hunter, Barb, interesting lady.
Well, you love that kind of shit. That's like right up your alley, you know.
Well, you know, I had some unresolved problems, you know, and you know, I have one of my children thinks there's a ghost in my very own house. I had to.
I believe that. I believe that. It's down in your basement. It's the ghost of Desiree.
She appears nude in the shower.
And there's wet spots if you lay in that bed that just do not dry up.
Oh.
It's like Schmeg.
Oh.
It's like Schmeg somewhere in that bed.
Schmeg, yeah. But, no, I enjoyed the guy from KingZombie.com, the folks from the game room from Washington, Illinois.
Now, I don't even know. I've never didn't realize there was a Washington, Illinois, to be honest.
I didn't either. Now, the lady said it was... close to Peoria.
Oh, it's up by Peoria. Well, there you go. That's
so I might have been to Peoria once or twice, I guess. So I guess
I'd say Paramalm has got one of the best names I think I've ever seen.
That was cool, you know, because most guys are like, you know, Dave or Bob or Joe.
Exactly,
or
exactly. Paramalm.
I'm like, why couldn't I get a cool name, you know?
Yeah, no kidding.
You know? No. I didn't get no cool name like that.
Per Malm, that sounds like a Star Wars name.
Hey, I wish I would, man. I'm Greedo, man. Call me Greedo, man.
Like Greedo.
I'd love to have that name, Greedo. Hey, Greedo, get over here.
That'd be Gordo Greedo.
Gordo. Yeah, I'd be more Gordo, yeah. Gordo, get over here, Gordo.
Gordo,
yeah.
Greedo.
But, yeah, is Alton, Illinois close to your house?
It's not that far, yeah. Alton is within, you know, stone.
There's
like a
haunted mansion up there I think we should go to.
Oh, if you come down, I'll go with you. What the
All
heck?
All right. Is it like halfway between my house and your house or something? Or?
No, it's much closer to my house than it is your house.
Oh, you get the winning edge of this. I want to go to this place now. Yeah, Barbara's talking about this really cool haunted place.
I was actually, I will tell you, speaking of haunted places, even though it's not Halloween and we're talking Thanksgiving here, I was at the Avon Theater in Decatur. Well, I was just saying, I'm a little gayer for being there, but I was at the Avon Theater in Decatur over the holiday, and I went and saw on Wednesday. I guess it was Wednesday night. No, I guess it was actually on Thanksgiving Day. It was later on Thanksgiving Day. My wife wanted to go see New Moon, you know, so the new Twilight movie.
Oh yeah, I like that girl in there. Yeah,
you do.
Oh, that
I find her actually oddly less attractive than the men, so I don't know.
What?
That's why I say I'm more gay for seeing it.
I
the best looking person in that movie is not the woman.
Oh my God, I knew this day was coming. I knew this day was coming. I knew it. God,
I'm like, she's not that good. No, she's not that attractive.
Know, I saw her in the movie Adventureland. And,
she was. She was very cute in that movie for some reason.
Which was a film that paralleled my own life I guess. But,
I know some people hate that movie, but I really actually enjoyed it. So.
Adventureland?
Adventureland, yeah.
Yeah, I it was my life, exactly, yeah.
Well, I thought you were more the guy with the glasses that worked at the knock the hats off. What was his name? That seems to be more your life. Where
I thought you'd say I'd be more like that kid that's going around punching everyone in the nuts. That kid.
Yeah, that's true. That guy as well. Yeah. A little bit of both. Probably a little more of the glasses guy, to be honest with you, though.
Yeah. No. Adventureland. Good movie. Yeah. She's in that.
She's in that. You know what? But I mean, you know, I went saw.
So there's some hot guy in Twilight, apparently. Yeah.
I went and saw New Moon.
You razzed me because one time I said, boy, I really enjoy this Johnny Depp movie. And ever since then.
Oh, I know. You love Johnny Depp.
I had to hear about how I have this man crush
I was,
Johnny
I am
Depp,
not saying
now.
That I'm going to do either one of these guys or anything. Like you are with Johnny Depp, where basically you would say, you know, Johnny, whatever, I'm your sex doll.
Sexiest man alive, by the way.
Yeah, I wouldn't, nothing like that. I'm just saying, out of the three lead characters, she is not the best
looking. I didn't go
looking.
Saying, hey, I saw Pirates of the Caribbean and that Keira Knightley.
I like Keira Knightley. But you know, she's not really that good looking either, though. So.
She's dogging it up, but man, that Johnny Depp, wow. I didn't say that, man.
If it weren't the Pirates movie, if it were some like glamorous movie, I would say Johnny Depp probably is better looking than Keira Knightley.
No,
yes,
man.
I would. Yeah, I would.
No, man.
Yeah, I would. So anyway, what I was trying to get to basically was
saw that, Twilight at the Avon Theater.
Well, it's called New Moon. But anyway, the Avon Theater is supposedly haunted. You know, there's actually a book out about the Avon Theater being haunted. So I was in the Avon Theater over Thanksgiving, the haunted theater indicator. So if you look it up, Avon Theater, I think it's Avon, theavon.com is their website. You can look it up and see.
Is that the one I was telling you about off the air there a couple weeks ago? Is that the one we were talking about? Is there another one?
No, that's probably it, yeah.
Or is there the Lincoln Theater or something?
Oh, the Lincoln as well is there, but it's not actually functioning anymore.
Oh, okay.
As a movie theater. No, I was at the Avon, and actually the owner was there. So anyway, I'm just saying. I don't have any more of a story than that, but
so you have a man crush now on
I don't have a man. I'm just telling. I'm just making a statement. Christ,
what, you don't think that girl's good looking? Come on.
Oh, I'm sure she's good looking enough, but I'm just saying, out of the three of them, she's not the best looking. That's all.
All right. Well, there it is. It's up there.
Those other two guys are prettier than she is. She really needs to get like breast implants or something. To be honest with you,
she's all natural.
Well, yeah. Well, that's the
a
problem.
A lot of arm hair.
The problem is, it's like, you know, I don't know. It's like a 14-year-old boy or something. I don't know what's going
on. Oh, come on. No.
I'm just saying. I think in Adventureland they were a little bit more plumped up or something.
When you stood up after the movie, did your wife look, turn and point and say, boner, boner?
No.
Like they did in Adventureland. Yeah, no. He's like, boner, he's got a boner.
That was funny. That was funny.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Oh, boy,
I thought Adventureland was a good movie as well. I know that
I did, yeah.
Like it, but I could certainly empathize with the main male character as being kind of a dorky, a dorky, you know, outcast kind of guy or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Right.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
But so what else? I just wanted to mention I was trying to mention the whole Avon Theater connection with being haunted. But what else was your favorite thing? You said like the ghost lady.
The track lady, Christine.
Oh, the track lady, yes, of course, you're big on that.
I did, she did have some stuff there, and she has emailed me asking me not to take down some of my truck stuff that I'd shot there, so, yeah.
Oh, you did already?
Yeah, I took down some, yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that. I didn't get to see it, I guess.
Yeah, there were some sketches there and stuff, and
oh, okay. You weren't supposed to take pictures.
Maybe for legal reasons, maybe we shouldn't have that.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine.
Which is cool. It's cool. It's all good.
Better to know now than later, that's for sure.
Yeah, I don't want to even screw with Paramount.
No kidding.
I don't want the man after me, man. It's cool. No, it's all good. I don't want to get anyone in trouble.
I missed that. I guess I didn't get up and look at the pictures.
But there were some neat sketches of Spock's ship and the Narotan. I can't think of the name of the ship.
Oh, okay. Did you see the Ken Gorel guy, or Gorel, or whatever?
He was not there. He was supposed to be there, and then he had the movie he's working on. So.
Oh, he dropped out, huh?
Well, for good reason. I mean, he's probably to work on a multi-million-dollar movie, I would imagine. But.
Oh, okay. So this is Christine Youngstrom, I say. Did you see the Adam Wittlich or whatever?
I did not, no. I did not. Okay. I wish I did now. I'm looking at his picture here in the brochure now. And,
Listen,
Bonaparte, yeah.
Oh, there you go. Well, it's a good thing. Yeah. You guys, I mean, they got all the interesting stuff going on up there in Iowa there. Hey.
But God willing, I will go back in March. I will go back in March.
Cool.
And, do this again, but I just want to thank Promo.
Well, you should get this ghost hunter lady on the line. Maybe we could call her up and talk to her.
I would certainly. Certainly.
That sounds fun.
Certainly. I don't know how my video is going to turn out because there was a lot of ambient noise going around there. So
a lot of ambient. Ambient.
But I would talk to either one, Barb or Christine. Yeah, I'd talk to either one of them.
Cool.
Fascinating. Interesting.
So, I mean, like...
Go to these conventions. If you're listening to this right now, if you haven't been to any of these conventions, these sci-fi conventions, go. There's some cool stuff there. Go.
Cool. Do they have anything else? I mean, just doing the talking and then the selling of crap and the.
Well, I mean, it wasn't super huge, but I mean, there was dealers, like I say, and some lectures going on.
The King Zombie guy. King Zombie.
There was some game playing going on, stuff like that.
I see you have a picture of one, like people dressed up. What the hell's up with that?
Yes. People were encouraged to dress up in character. I wish there was more teenagers. I thought there'd be a lot more, but that's okay. The nighttime was actually going to have more nighttime activities geared towards that. So I was not there in the nighttime.
You were there during the morning.
I only spent about 3 hours there. So.
Oh, okay. Because that's all the longer that your cold sack would hold out.
My ice cream was in the car once again. I had to hurry up.
Come on, Miles Jr. Hold that braid a little higher. I got to get this picture and get the hell out of here with my ice cream. No, it's cool. So, KiaCon, and it's going to happen again in March, which is actually a pretty quick turn. Are they doing it twice a year or something, or what?
That I don't know.
Or are they trying to move it over to March from November because...
I think it was a little bit hard competing with the Thanksgiving weekend. But,
yeah, probably.
With Black Friday and such, and, you know, people, I don't know.
Yeah.
Being tired from you know, tryptophan or whatever.
Tryptophan.
I don't know.
Well, they were trying to find their dealers and get their weed. For them.
I guess, yeah. But come see the dealers here. Awesome, awesome stuff. Good stuff.
So KiaCon, Kia, KeoKon.com.
Yes.
And you can see the Facebook. Go to our Facebook page, see a bunch of pictures.
It's probably it's about 3 hours north of what St. Louis, probably, and about 3.5 hours from Chicago. So.
Yeah, it's probably almost, it might be a little bit more than 3 hours from St. Louis.
Well, you get the point, though.
It's probably about 3.5, at least, I would say. I can't remember.
Well,
I've only been up there in a while. Last time I was up there, I think, was I was heading to your house, which has probably been about 10 years ago. So.
Yeah, I think it was, yeah. I think you're right. You're right.
So, I mean, that far up north. I go up north Missouri, but not that far.
My own house is like a sci-fi convention. So,
yeah. Yeah, well, that's, yeah. I don't know what to say about that.
I'm kind of like Jabba, you know.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Oh, so good.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, I guess your son is a little. Hold up that brain thing there for me, son.
I'm going to get that brain mold. I don't want to keep this guy born, but that kingdom has come. I'm gonna get that brain thing, and I'm going to eat it.
Yeah, I bet you are.
I'm putting gummy worms in it and all sorts of crap.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
we'll get some pictures of that if you ever actually do it.
I will, because I'm going to get red gelatin and everything.
Now, the Smidge, you had posted these pictures earlier, and Smidge, you commented, you know, why does Miles always go out to these things?
Oh, yeah.
I was going to bring that up real quick.
Do we have time to talk about that?
Oh, sure. What the fuck? Let's just do it.
Yeah, why not? Let's just go. No, but, yeah, that we have a stalker, if you will, a Smidge, a curmudgeon. And,
Is that his convention?
He was wondering why I had to, you know, cojones to go out and do all this while you do not. But
I'm lazy. Yeah.
He brings up a good point.
Point being what? That he asked the question? What's the point he brings up?
Well, I prompted him to do that.
Oh, okay.
I did not. He came up with that himself. No, I don't mind going, you know, if it's something I feel, you know, interesting going to, that I will go to it.
I think I had a good response, which was basically that you're better at doing that than I am. So
I love, like, county fairs. I love going to county fairs.
Nothing like elephant ear.
Mm. I love deep-fried food, as you know.
Because it makes me poop.
I like ghost stuff now.
I like ghost stuff, yeah.
Sci-fi stuff, tattoo fest.
Yeah. Well, you're kind of falling off on the tattoo fest, but yeah.
Well, yeah, there's nothing around here anymore.
Yeah, they moved. They got big and moved away, right?
Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah. Well, you're more of a star whore as well. So anybody that has any connection with anybody,
I don't care.
You're
don't
there,
care.
You know, just to nuzzle or something.
I'll talk to Mindy Kahn.
Oh my God, you'd cream if you went and talked to Mindy Kahn. You would.
I would love to talk to Mindy Kahn. If there's like a Facts of Life reunion in Iowa or Illinois, I'll go to it. And I don't care.
If there's a Facts of Life Con anywhere in the Quad Cities, I'll be there.
You know what I thought of? This is off the subject. This has nothing to do with that.
Oh, okay.
Why stop now? But, you know, last summer I was at the Riverside thing, right?
The Trek Fest, yeah.
And when I was talking to Walter Koenig, Chekhov, I go, why didn't I try to dial you up on my cell phone and put you on the phone with him?
Oh, I don't know. Because you're just not thinking.
I'm like,
thinking.
Why didn't I do that? Wouldn't that be cool?
Because
you
could have him call me up and say, we are the nuclear vessels.
Hello. You know, you could say whatever you wanted to, you know.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't answer the phone. It'd be me, you know.
Yeah, but next time.
You know, I'd be like, what? Who? What the fuck?
This isn't him. F off, man.
Yeah, I'd be like, quit fucking with me. I'm trying to watch, you know.
Twilight here.
Yeah.
New moon. Getting some Splunk ready to go here for,
Yeah.
I don't know the names of the guys in that movie. I find this disturbing.
See, that's why I said I'm a little bit more gay for going, but that's...
Hey, whatever. You know, whatever.
That's all right.
Whatever you're into, man.
Well, good thing. KiaCon up in Keokuk.
KiaCon. I want you to go. March.
Well, we'll try to do that, make mention of that again in March.
March 19th and 20th, 2010.
So, Miles, what's your next thing you set up to go out on, little Mr. Charles Kuralt?
Well, we're all on the road today.
You're going to be really Charles Kuralt and have all these affairs in all these little towns across America, or what?
Or Dave Letterman, just have it come to me, whatever.
Yeah, well, that's definitely the lazy style. I wouldn't say,
We're getting into the winter season now in this area, and there's not a lot to go on. The next thing will be like Bald Eagle Days.
Bald Eagle Days.
You got to really pace yourself with that.
I don't think making your own nest and like laying out in the front yard with your dick sticking out of it is really Bald Eagle Days.
Actually, you know what, though? Just to go back to this guy from KingZombie.com, they do have like a zombie run to raise money for charity.
Yeah.
You
don't run, though. The zombies don't run.
I didn't think of it, man. This guy, I'm just saying, you know.
They just kind of, they're going to, you know, shuffle along. It's all like a bunch of people who are
run, walk, I don't know, limp. I don't know what you do in this thing, but... I thought we could cover that. You know, that's in
Zombie
September
run,
next
sure.
year. Zombie run, man.
You're all over it, man.
Yeah.
And let's go to our roving reporter, Miles Tuttles, out to Keokuk, Iowa. Miles.
There we are.
I've got my cold sack in the car, and I'm going
to... Getting colder.
It's
getting, minute.
It's getting colder. I don't know what to do. Oh, my gosh.
No.